Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is gift opening day in the church, just as it may be for you in your homes. Today is gift opening day, not unlike every Sunday, whenever we come together. And unlike some of the gifts we may receive during the course of our lifetime, gifts that we open and admire for a moment, open and use for a day or a week or a month, and then put it away. This gift is a gift worth turning over and admiring from every angle, turning over and looking at, and placing in our homes and in our hearts every day, all the time, a gift that we can use and never use up, a gift that never wears out. It's that gift that God first gave to the world on Christmas Day, when He gave His Word, when He gave His Son in the flesh to be our brother. That day, Christmas Day, the first time God gave His gift to the world. Now we open it again together. The perfect gift, the perfect combination, the perfect union of created and uncreated, the perfect union of God and man. Although now, through faith in God's Son, born of Mary, you and I are friends of God, even the family of God. When God first gave this gift to the world, we were neither of those things. We were His enemies. We were children of the devil. We had sinned against Him, not He against us. We had offended Him and turned away from Him and written Him out of our lives with no intention of apologizing for it, with no means of making up for it, with no hope of reconciliation, even if we had wanted it. That's when God sent His Son. That's when God gave His gift to the world and wrapped up His Son, God the Word, who was in the beginning with God, wrapped Him up in human flesh and gave Him to the world. God gave the gift of reconciliation and made it into a tangible, flesh and blood kind of gift that can actually be given, that can actually be touched, that can actually be received. And He held it out to mankind, His Son, born to us, given to us, and also crucified for us, that all who put their trust in Him might have light instead of darkness, life instead of death, punishment no more, instead peace and joy, instead of fear and loneliness. God gave this gift to all men, to the whole world at Christmas. His gift of reconciliation and peace. He gave His Word. He gave His Son, light and life. The Word of God took on your flesh. He took on your sin, your condemnation, your punishment, your death. He took it on Himself and became your brother. And He did it not just for you, but He did it for all men. All men born of woman can claim this child of Bethlehem as their child. All the sons of men can claim this Word of God made flesh as their peace with God. All people, but not all people do. Not all believe His Word. Not all are enlightened by this light. Not all live by His life. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. So many people try to figure out life on their own. So many people live their lives or try to live them apart from God and God's Word. They go together. And still fool themselves into thinking that they're getting by all right. So many people seek life and light and comfort and joy and peace elsewhere. So many people seek that joy and comfort and peace in their own families, especially at Christmas time. And that's good in a way, to a point. Families bring much joy to us, but families can't give life. Families can't give light. The comfort that families give is temporary at best, and sometimes it can even be fickle. Only God's gift, His gift of His Word made flesh, only that gift gives life, gives light, and also peace and comfort and joy. He is God's gift to the world, and if you have Him, you have everything. But the world doesn't want everything. The world wants one thing. The world wants to be its own God. And so the world did not receive Him, and the world still does not receive Him, this gift sent from God. Remember St. Stephen, whose day we celebrate tomorrow. Last year we celebrated it in church when it fell on a Sunday, December 26th. St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, tried to give the gift of God's Word to those around him when he preached the gospel. They stoned him to death for it. The world did not receive God's gift of the Word made flesh. Remember the Apostle John, the very Apostle who wrote the words of the treasure of the Christmas gospel that you heard today. His day is on Tuesday, December 27th. As he tried to give the gift of the gospel, the Word made flesh, to those who heard and read what he wrote, he was exiled. And all of his fellow apostles were executed. The world did not receive God's gift of the Word made flesh. Remember the Holy Innocents. Their day is on Wednesday, December 28th. Those are the baby boys of Bethlehem, whom Herod slaughtered in his attempt to snuff out the light of Christ. The world did not want or receive God's gift of the Word made flesh. The world is no different today, but here's what's different. Some sinners did receive God's gift, and some sinners still do. Here you are. Here you are, you who have received the Word of God in faith. You who believe in the name of Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, as your Lord. You who claim Jesus Christ as your peace with God, all you faithful who have come to adore Him, Christ the Lord. Here you are to receive God's Christmas gift. Here you are. Beyond all possibilities, beyond all odds, and yet God has brought you to faith in His Son. And with faith, God has given you a special gift, a special right that He has not given to the world. The right to be called children of God. The right to be part of God's family. What gives you the right to call yourself a child of God? Only this. This word of God that gives you the right. For to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God's word, the word made flesh, the word made audible to you in the gospel, the word made tangible to you in the sacrament, the word has come to you and converted you from dead to living, from darkness to light, from sinner to saint, from a child of the devil to a child of God. This is your family. God is your father. Jesus is your brother. You have no earthly family to speak of. So what? You have something better. That's why we're here today. As God's family gathered around our brother, gathered around the Word made flesh in word and sacrament, who first became your brother in holy baptism and now remains your brother each and every day. And in this Christian family, you still sin every day, but every day your Heavenly Father forgives your sins anew. You are covered by the blood of your brother, covered through the waters of baptism. And you still carry around your sinful flesh with you, but you're not ruled by it. You're God's child. God's word dwells in you. And each and every day you are being renewed in the image of your holy brother. God sent his son, the Apostle Paul wrote, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Only you who call Jesus your brother and your Savior have the right to call God your father and yourself his son, his child. That's your Christian birthright. It's your Christmas gift that God gave you and continues to give you. To you, baptized children of God, has been given another special right, another right not given to the rest of the world. Today we celebrate again the Christmas mystery, the Word of God made flesh, the Word that was with God in the beginning, the Word that remains God, given to you in flesh and blood. Here we have Bethlehem with us today, the house of bread, that's what the word means. And in bread is given to you the same body that was born of Mary. And in the wine of feasting and celebration is given to you the same blood that was knit together in Mary's womb and that first was given birth on Christmas. Here in this sacrament, not given to the world, but given to believers, given to the church of God. Here, the Word made flesh is flesh and blood again, not just in heaven, but here in your mouth, here in your body, and in your soul. The Word of God made flesh among us to give us life, to give you comfort and peace and joy again and strength. Strength to keep bearing the cross that is still yours to bear as you share in the suffering and the cross of Jesus now, to share one day in his eternal home in heaven. Here today, the gift of the Word made flesh is given to you again in a way that you can hear and see and touch and taste. He has come and called you to bask in the light of his grace, to share for a while in the glory of his cross, and then share eternally in the glory of his empty tomb. Open God's presence here today. unwrap it. Spend some time admiring it, and know that you won't finish admiring it today and learning from it and living by it. That's every day and every week when we come together. The gift is the person of Jesus Christ, true God and true man, with all his love, all his power, all his strength, all his companionship, all of his goodness, and also his Father, his gracious Father that now you call yours. All of this is yours. All of this God pours into your lap on Christmas morning and every week. You can count on it. He gives you his word. The word was made flesh and made his dwelling among us. We too here have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. A blessed Christmas to all of you. Enjoy your Christmas gifts. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.